This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. DGS. Happy Valentine's Day, Sue.
Thank you. You too.
I'm going to pretend we haven't been talking all day. Happy Valentine's Day, Sue. It's a banner day for me. I received exactly one Valentine, and it was from Tony Colombo. So
this is my first one, too.
Hey, there you go.
Thank you.
What a bunch of losers we are.
I got two from Tony, so.
Wow.
What? Yep.
We know what that means.
Okay, that's.
That's as good as the choose me right there.
Right. I gave a Valentine to everybody that was in our meeting yesterday.
Well, you feel less special now, don't you?
Rachel was in that meeting.
Nope,
no, I'm saying
it.
So she got one in that meeting and got one today for the show.
Gotcha.
This is very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy Frazier in third grade forgot my Valentine. You know how you do that in school and you give everybody one?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So the next day he came in with, I'm not sure what it was or whether he had taken it from his mother. It was just a shiny, it looks like a really giant button. And I had that for years because I didn't know what to do with it. It was a really sweet gesture on his part, but I'm like, I can't. So that third grade.
Anything? Was it just a blank
button? It was kind of a shiny button?
Like a campaign button?
Let me draw. Yeah, like the size of a campaign, only it was iridescent.
Yeah.
Sounds okay. Cool.
Yeah, and I thought, wow, that's really
how
cool.
How did he sell it? It like, oh, hey, Sue, sorry.
Yeah, he said,
I was waiting for it
really
to come
sorry,
in.
Really sorry, I forgot.
Do you think he liked you?
No, I think he, well.
He really forgot you.
Yeah, he truly did. And I think his
were
mom
you drinking
probably,
back then?
No, I was, no.
You were sober?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
And he said, I'm sorry, I really forgot, but I got you this.
Yeah.
It was sweet, but it's the only Valentine's Day from being a kid that I remember just because of that.
I have always been such a romantic. Third grade, that's the magic year. I remember sitting down with my list of classmates and my Kmart box of Valentines and very, very carefully matching them up. Like, you didn't want this person to think anything of it. So
yes.
You had to avoid the choo-choo. You had to avoid Be Mine. You had to go with something really generic.
Yeah.
And then when you put it in the young lady's box, you have to just be like, you know, because you don't want to get the wrong idea.
No, certainly not.
Yeah, however, one of these says aim high.
Oh, there you go.
So that's like the perfect, like, here you go.
Yeah.
That's
aim
me.
High, Valentine.
I'm supposed to aim high.
You got one. You got the aim high? There you
I'm
go.
I'm aiming high.
Oh, God.
I got aim high, too.
Aim high, Valentine.
This is my second one, so it's okay.
I got, I've never done this with a man before, but I wouldn't mind doing it to you. And well, Mickey Mouse is in a weird position.
I had to scratch out. Yeah. Kind of.
But then when it's your crush, you pick out the best one, but you can't be too obvious at the same time.
Unless you're me.
Maybe just have like your favorite character on it.
Yeah.
Maybe not necessarily a super romantic phrasing.
I had a super giant crush, talked about this forever, Nancy Noel, whose real name is Nancy Noel, but I thought it sounded more romantic to just rename her Noel. And when we would play Tap Your Head, 7-Up game, I've always had zero chill. So I was head down on the desk, and she was one of the five people who would walk by and tap your head. And chances, it was only one out of five, it was her. And it never was because she didn't, you know, feel the same way about me. But you'd have to guess who it was. And every time it'd be like, oh, Dave Glover. I'm like, Nancy Noel. Like, sorry, Dave. Once again, it was Terry Heron. I'm like, oh, I thought it was one of the two. Just desperation's not a good look.
Mm. I think I've told this story on the air before, but here it goes again. 1 year, a little boy in my class gave out his school photo with every Valentine.
Oh, dear.
And they would send home a list so that you wouldn't get forgotten, like Sue unfortunately was. You would have to give everyone on the Valentine's Day list a Valentine. And being Zimmerman, and at the end of the list, I got, like, not a wallet-sized photo like everyone else. I got, like, the
8x10.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
Like, big old photo of this kid. And I'm like, this is obviously a sign. I did not like him. I was like, oh, no. No. Absolutely not. And then he's like, it's because your name's Zimmerman. I ran out of the wallet size.
So instead of...
That knocked me down a peg or
yeah.
two.
Well, yeah. It's too
good. I had a grown-up version of that where...
the strip club?
No. In between relationships, I befriended this woman, and we used to go walking Forest Park like 3 or 4 times a week together. And she was fine. Like, I wasn't real into her romantically, but she was cool, and I thought that she had a crush on me, because doy.
Yeah.
And so after about a month of this, she goes, can I talk to you about something? She goes, I have sort of an issue going on with a guy in my life. I'm like, here we go.
Here it is.
She's like, there's this guy, he's kind of new in my life, and we've just been friends so far,
but I
feel more for him, and I don't think he knows it, and I'm just kind of wanting your advice. I'm like, this couldn't be cuter or more desperate. I'm like, well, my advice is just tell him, and, you know, maybe things will work out.
I'm sure he'll be nice about it.
Yeah, he'll let you down easy. And he and his massive horse muscular legs. And she goes, well, it's weird because we work together. His name's Pete, and he's an Asian guy. And I'm like, good, see, plus one, Pete, but. I mean, I probably literally almost fell over. I was just like, what is happening right now?
Oh, it's a shock.
It is.
Did you recover well enough to, you
I'm
know.
Sure not.
Yeah.
I'm sure I just like mumbled things.
For some reason, the name, the fact that he was Pete from work and he was Asian.
I remember
I don't
it all.
Know why that
Pete the
me
Asian.
Out. That is so funny.
Yep.
Why is, okay, it's cool. The only words that anybody can voice if they've been shut down.
Right.
Asking somebody out.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
I could, I remember, I mean, like, months, we talk, my friends and I would talk about, you know, a particular couple, and like, I'm going to do it, I'm going to ask this girl, It was everything. And finally, when I got up the nerve to do it in front of her locker in the hallway,
Ooh, I was like, very public.
I was just thinking, I wonder if you want to. And she's like, no, not really. It's cool. It's totally cool.
Yeah.
And then you like run away as fast as you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why is that the only line that can come out of anybody's mouth in that moment? That's fine. It's cool. It's cool.
What else can you say, though, really? You've crushed me like
it's
a
totally
bug.
It's totally cool.
I had this girl I had a crush on who worked at the Tomboy store in Wood River. And
I already love
the
it.
The real name of the store?
Tomboys.
The
Tomboys.
Yeah,
they were
yeah.
a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like 18. I was working at a landscape job next door to the Tomboy. So I found every reason to go over there and buy matchsticks or whatever. And so again, after a few weeks, got my gumption up. And I'm like, hey, I was just wondering if you'd ever want to maybe like go out sometime. She goes, oh, gosh, I have a boyfriend. So my version of, oh, it's cool, was to try to be funny, and I said, oh, you could bring him. It would be totally fine. But she didn't have any sense of humor, and she was like, I don't think he would want to do that. And I'm just like, okay, where's the sharpest thing you have?
Yeah. We're not really down for a thruple
situation. Yeah, if you have to
situation.
Say it was a joke.
Yes.
That's
yes. So then I walked out going like, oh, thank God.
Dodged that bullet.
She
right?
had,
yeah.
She's not the right one for me.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Wouldn't want to deal with her hot. Terrible.
You want to hear a weird thing I have? I don't know if anyone else in the entire listening audience has this. I have this weird thing, kind of talked about it before, where I whisper to myself a lot things that I'm saying to other people. Like in my car, that obviously no one can hear me. If I have a close call, like I almost pull out in front of someone, I'll do this. Oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I won't say it out loud, like, oh, gosh, sorry. I'll just be like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I do this a lot, and I just did it with Ryan Schulte, our engineer, who evidently is some sort of superhero, because he was really far away from me, like, coming out on one side of the bathroom, and I'm all the way on the other. And I was going to say, hey, what's up, Ryan? But he was obviously too far away. So here's exactly what I did.
No,
it's exactly what I did. I went, hey, what's up, Ryan?
Why?
That loud, and Ryan Schulte goes, nothing. What's up with you?
Whoa!
That far.
That far away.
I don't know what disturbs me more. the fact that you did that, because I don't think it's weird to whisper, but I do think it's weird to whisper a greeting. Yeah. That would have creeped me out. Or is it more disturbing that Ryan thought that was totally normal and answered you instead of running away as fast as he could?
I don't know how he heard it. He must have some tech, some sort of engineering.
Yep, that's what it is.
Spy tech. Because it was literally like, hey, what's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up?
But it's usually like a, excuse me. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Like that kind
that's
of thing.
That's less weird. You're not using someone's
I think engineers
name.
Have earpieces in and they can hear everything in the building all right. at all times.
Maybe he was just hoping you had said
Does
something.
Does no one else do that?
Remember when I lit the candle in here the one day?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they never come by here. I had the candle lit for 30 seconds and he was in here like, blow out the candle. Mm. Can't have the candle. Yeah. How did he know? I think everybody's bugged.
Was that him or was it the other guy that used to wear Mickey Mouse gloves all the time?
It was
Mike Waldman.
They were together. Well, Dave
thanks,
was-
Sue.
Sorry.
Jeez, Dave was...
God, talk about zero chill.
No kidding.
Well, I didn't
I had a gay
my...
friend in high school.
Listen,
his name was AJ Patrick.
No. I'm just saying that he's the one.
He
and
was
he,
in the closet.
And we're not saying anything
that.
Bad.
Could still be in the closet.
Wait a minute.
Andy Patrick.
Nobody
we're
listening
gay
knows
as a blade.
His name.
We are not saying anything bad about him. We're just saying he has the extra sense to come in when
he
something
just
happens.
Called, he just called him Mickey Mouse whenever he...
No, he just said he wore Mickey Mouse gloves.
Okay.
I don't think that's bad.
When Dave
he's
is trying to protect,
not listening,
when Dave's
so
trying
okay.
to protect
exactly.
somebody's feelings,
when Dave's right, oh. when Dave's it's protecting
Trump?
Someone,
yeah, that's.
I just don't think that was that bad.
Nobody listening knows
no.
Mike's name.
Now they do.
So saying it adds nothing.
And now
to the story.
Only thing they know about him is that he wore Mickey Mouse gloves because he had terrible OCD.
I didn't know about that part. Now we all do.
That's why we don't say names, Sue.
All right, I'm shutting it down.
Dave, to answer your question, I don't think the whispering is that weird. I'm prone to like a whoops or like, oh, excuse me.
Oh,
but
good.
I think using
maybe
someone's
you can judge
name,
me less.
Using Ryan's name from across the bathroom is one step away from like, you look nice today, Trish, from across the room, which
well,
is very strange.
What would be wrong with you look nice today, Trish?
Whispering it
whispering
to yourself
it?
From across the room.
That's weird.
Because you're not saying it to her. You're just saying it. To yourself.
You look especially good today.
Put on some Mickey Mouse gloves and...
I can tell you've been working out. Doing wonders for you.
Yep, see, it's weird.
Oh, gosh.
I don't think so.
Want to hear something that makes me unnaturally mad?
Yeah, let's do it.
This whole show's basically about why you shouldn't like me.
You're convincing us.
Last night, I went by to get my little angel Phoebe some Subway, and which I... do pretty often. This makes me so angry, and I have absolutely zero right. When people walk in, it just in front of me at Subway, it infuriates me. Like if we get there at close to the same time, and then like last night it was a mom and her daughter. But here's in my defense, people lose their damn mind at Subway. It's not a buffet. You know, it's like just, it took them 20 minutes to get their stupid ass order in. And I know this is going to happen. And so when I'm walking in and someone goes right in front of me, it's fine to be like a little annoyed, like, oh, this is going to take a lecture time. I'm like physically angry.
Mm. I actually feel that completely.
Okay, good.
I have a thing my kids make fun of me about that I always say, no matter what, if I'm pulling into a drive-thru, somehow magically a car is going to figure
cut
out a way
off.
To get in
yeah.
front of me. We'll be, because I am, lines, I have no patience for lines. Lines change, a line will change my plans completely on anything. So, if I'm taking the kids to McDonald's or something, there's a McDonald's on Lindbergh that has a light right in front of it. So, you have to get through the light, and then you turn right into the McDonald's. I'll be sitting at that light, and I'll look at the line, double drive-thru, no cars in it. I'll be like, oh, sweet, no cars in the drive-thru, that's where we're having dinner. By the time that light turns green and I turn in, there's 7 cars in line every time. And it makes me so mad. So,
I'm right there with you.
Hmm. Will
you turn out of the drive-thru and go somewhere else if it's too long?
I basically think everything you say is right. All right. I'm never going to disagree with you.
I have a question for Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It may be the dumbest question ever. But I was thinking to myself today, because you know how weird I am, especially about my childhood. And I was talking to someone about or thinking about like sack lunches as a kid. I was always a sack lunch kid. And I so wanted snack and pack pudding. And my parents, it was like, I didn't understand. Like, I thought it must cost $100 because they would not buy. My mom's like, I can get instant pudding and put it in a bag. You know, like, I could never get snack and pack pudding. What is your thing as a kid that you wanted so bad that you just could not get your parents to do?
Oh, that's a good one.
Snack and pack pudding's a pretty dumb one, but, like, I'm 55 and I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah, let us know. At Tony Colombo 971, at Rachel Z 971 on Twitter, or Dave Glover Facebook page.
Also, is this weird? My mom would. Okay.
You just stopped yourself.
What? Just say it.
No, you're already really judging me today.
I'm not. Mm. No, go ahead. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to let Sue and Tony take it over.
Okay, I'll take that bet. My mom would make me pudding, and I would leave it in for a day when the pudding skin would.
Yeah.
And I would cut off the pudding skin with a knife and put it on wax paper, and then put it back in the fridge for a day, and I would just eat it like a taco.
Is it good? Does it taste like pudding?
Why would I do all this work if it wasn't good?
Can I say something?
I wish you would.
I love pudding skin, so I don't judge you. I think that's a good
idea. And I've never
tried
it. I took
a risk, and it paid off.
Yeah. Does it change the taste at all?
It's like a muffin top. It's like the best of the best of the best, sir.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
330 DGS. Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day. Can I say something judgmental but true?
Yeah.
When you see a big guy driving an old tiny car, something's gone bad in his life. You know what I mean? Like, if I see a big guy driving a brand new smart car, okay, he's making a choice.
Right.
When you see, today I saw probably a 30-year-old guy, 300 pounds, big giant beard, driving like, I don't know, a 1982 Toyota Tercel. Looked like a
Toyota Tercel,
peanut,
yes.
The elephant driving a peanut, and I'm like, he's made some bad decisions.
My mom used to have a Celica, Toyota Celica.
Oh, yeah.
And it was gold. It was a gold
sweet
hatchback Celica. Or here's what I bet that guy was doing. He works in construction, has a big truck at home, and doesn't want to put all the miles on his truck every day going to and from work. I know a lot of guys.
Look at you.
I know a lot
Look
of guys.
Look at you making excuses.
No, I know a lot of guys that do that.
So they buy
the
tiniest car they can find, like
one
a dinghy?
One of my good friends who's very well off. Is in Iron Workers Union, has a big, nice truck, and he drives a little neon, a little beat-up neon.
Does he tow it behind his truck?
And that's what he drives every day to and from work because he just doesn't want to, he just wants to have that little cheap car be his little running around car.
It's hoopty.
My brother does that. It's not a hoopty, but he's 6'4", and he drives a Chevy Cruze.
A hoopty.
And he also has a, I don't know, is it a Silverado?
I don't know.
It's a big truck.
I don't
truck.
Know what
it's
Big
like
Dave
Tony's
Zimmerman
truck.
Has.
But he drives a little car.
What was the tiniest car of all time?
Smart car.
Chevy Chevette. I had a yellow Chevy Chevette that I could pick up.
What were the little
two-seaters? Like, not over my head, but I could, like, pick the back end up.
Fiero. That's what I'm thinking of. The little two-seater sports car that used to catch on fire.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. They did catch on fire a lot.
They were, like, little tiny cheap. But they looked cut pretty cool, so people that like wanted to have a sports car but couldn't afford it would buy that, and then they would catch on fire.
Oops. I learned to drive on a Chevette, Dave.
Did you?
Yeah, our family, we had one with racing stripes. It was totally embarrassing.
Look at you.
Mm-hmm.
Were you drinking then?
Nope.
Still sober, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
I was 16.
Have you guys ever heard of dipping Oreos in mustard?
Yeah.
No.
I like both of those things, but they don't go together.
I think it was today or yesterday, the USA Today crossword puzzle, which I hate crossword puzzles, one of the clues was the cookie that people like to dip in mustard.
And it was Oreo?
And it was Oreos.
No.
And the guy who I saw tweeting about it in a story, since I don't have Twitter, said, I can't believe it. I was so mad because I do this crossword puzzle every single day. And I went out and I tried it and it was fantastic.
Wow.
We have to make that Taliban try that.
Yeah, we have to try it now. I'll try it.
I can't imagine it being good.
I can't either, but I'll try it.
I love the thought of you hating crossword puzzles, but every day you open it up and you're like, I can't believe it.
Yes.
Yeah. You son of a bitch. You crafty sons of bitches.
I can't do anything else until I finish this crossword puzzle.
You've done it again.
I can't stand crossword puzzles, but I love easy search and finds.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't?
Yeah. Yeah. They make me feel smart. Like, the ones that are backwards and diagonal.
No. Those are not
those
fair.
Those are just terrible.
I hate those.
I love word searches.
But ones that allow the words to be backwards?
Yeah.
No.
That's part of the fun.
We talked about there's something that everyone, you may not be the best at in the world, but you're best at.
Right.
Here's my thing. If ever there's like a world pandemic or an asteroid that is hurtling toward us, and the only way to stop it is for someone to be really good at what's the diff.
Like in two photos?
Yes. Like the broomstick, it's a different length broomstick handle.
Yeah.
Like they will call me like Ben Affleck on Armageddon.
Yeah.
And they'll bring me in to a special skiff and they'll put it in front of me like from Highlights Magazine and I will stretch and I'll be like, witch not wearing a hat. And they're like, oh my, thank God. We went to the right guy.
Yeah. If we can identify seven differences in these pictures in 60 minutes, then we will crack the alien code and they won't be able to attack. Fine, Dave Glover.
I have supreme confidence at what's the diff.
Can I just read Kimberly's tweet because I think it's funny? She's responding to what's the thing you could never have.
Mm-hmm.
She said, as a child, I could never have a Happy Meal because it cost 10 cents more.
Oh.
Plus, I could never have cheese on my burger.
Oh.
I didn't have a McDonald's cheeseburger until I was 16 and could drive myself.
That's awesome.
That's what Kimberly said.
I love stories really like
funny.
That.
I know.
That's so great.
That's really funny.
Keep reading those if they come in. I love things like that. Don't shake your notebook at me.
Illinois gas pumping.
You've been wanting to get it this
for
a few days.
I know I have because I think it's an amazing story.
Okay.
So there is a bill in Illinois right now that has been introduced to their legislative session called the Gas Station Attendant Act. The sponsors of the bill say that the bill would ban people in Illinois from pumping their own gas starting next year. It'd be legal for you to pump your own gas. It states, no gas may be pumped in Illinois unless it is pumped by an official gas station attendant. They say this will create jobs across the state.
I wondered what the purpose was. It's to create jobs.
To create jobs. I'm all for job creation. That's not the way to do it.
No, that's just...
To just add a wrinkle, to force an expense, that's not how you create jobs.
Right.
But it would.
It's like saying you can't shop for yourself at Schnucks.
They're presenting it
Someone's going to be there with you.
They're presenting it like, oh, this is...
It's because it's Illinois.
This is a no-brainer. There's thousands of gas stations, thousands of people pumping gas every day. This is an easy way to get a whole bunch of people a job, to make it illegal to pump your own gas in the state of Illinois.
Man, I just can't help but think of the BP in Grafton that maybe has two people working at a time. And probably it's not budget friendly to add another person to stand there and pump people's gas. You know, like, that's not fair
to
the smaller...
Yeah, if you own the QT.
Yeah.
I lived in Granite, I would always go to this little family-owned gas station on Johnson Road. And I just think of them like, it's like, hey, you got to pay another salary now. Nothing really changes. You might make a little extra profit off of this from tax. I don't know how any of it works. But now you can't allow your customers to pump their own gas, and you have to worry about paying someone to do that for them.
There's a new QT in, I think it's Hazelwood there, right at 270 in Hattershell. Brand new. Only been there for about a year. I think it has 15 pumps.
Yeah, sounds right.
At least. Yeah. And it is
15 jobs.
Always packed. Always packed in there. I mean, they would have to hire to have 50
people.
Yeah, to have it staffed, because it's open 24 hours a day. Now, it's not packed all night, but it is it's busy even late at night and early in the morning. I mean, they would have to put, there's no way. There's no way they could keep that place open. There's no way they could add 50 to 75 jobs and keep that gas station open.
I'm reading that it would make Illinois the third state in the country to have such a law.
Wow.
Are you kidding
me? I think Michigan has it, if I'm
but
not
I think,
mistaken.
Wow.
What?
I know
I'm
a
shocked.
Little bit about Michigan.
Okay, don't.
Oh, why did you do that too?
I'm going in. Let me see if I can find it.
I've pumped gas in Michigan.
Okay. It's one of those states that are kind
of
like Michigan.
I think, check this out, because I think
one
this, I think mm-hmm. the states that still have, I think the states that have it are like, they still have it from,
oh, yeah,
like
they
never got rid
they
of
didn't
it.
Reinstate it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they were, I could be wrong about that, but I don't think those
I'll
were
I'll tell
created.
You this. Mm. I'm against it. But sweet memories from childhood before there was self-serve.
Right.
Like the gas station was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I remember when I was a little kid, there were still a couple gas stations in like the Alton area where it's like, oh, an attendant will pump your gas.
Let me check your oil, sir.
There was that line. There was always the one lane. There was always the.
Oh, you're right. There was always the.
The attendant let you could go to the one lane and get your gas pumped. It was like 10 cents more, I think, a gallon to do it. But it was. Does anybody still do that? It wasn't that long ago.
I haven't been to a place where it was an option for years.
Yeah, I guess me either, but I wonder if any of them still offer it.
New Jersey.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, go right ahead.
Hi, I was just calling to comment on the segment about things that you couldn't have when you were a child.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling on behalf of my ex-husband. I'm sure he'll appreciate this. He actually graduated from Roxana. He wasn't allowed to have anything blue as far as beverages go because they look too much like antifreeze and Windex.
That is awesome.
I love that.
And of course, it's South Roxana.
Of course, right? And he also wasn't allowed to wear his bare feet on the carpet because it would ruin the carpet. I had to wear socks.
So once he grew up and married you, would he only drink blue beverages?
No, but when he did, you could tell he thought he was being a rebel.
Wow.
That's adorable.
I wish I could have taken that call privately and made that story my own. That's awesome.
I wonder if it was to guard against him ever accidentally drinking antifreeze or if it was more like, I don't want
something
anyone thinking
me,
my kid is drinking antifreeze.
Someone tells me her ex-husband has more than that issue. Yeah.
Boy.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Nice, Counting Crows and Ice Cream from George Mahey. What you making over there?
Am I live here?
You're live.
Yeah, you're live.
We've got a couple kinds of Valentine's Day ice cream from Clementine's.
Sure do.
So, like the flavor they came out with today, she's always got something going on, right? And this is called Burnin' Love, and it's several kinds of cinnamon. So that's the really pink one you have.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
there's one that I like called white chocolate cherry. Ooh. And I'm giving here's George's pro tip. Everybody gets a little bit of this. Are you hip to these Amarena cherries? If you order a Manhattan someplace, you know, they're the super dark Italian, very expensive. Mm-hmm. But once you eat an Amarena cherry, you're never going
to
eat another.
I delivered Dave's ice cream before you put a cherry on it, so you need to.
I had some in my pocket. It was gone.
Okay. Anyway, so
I love anything pink on Valentine's Day. Like, it's not my favorite holiday in the world, but All the pink stuff makes me happy. And pink ice cream is hitting the spot right now, I gotta say.
So there's three kinds. So there's a pink champagne sorbet if you want something vegan
that
and
is
lighter.
Good.
And there's something, like I said, the hunka-hunka, you know, the one
really
that's
good.
Got, yeah, that one I haven't tried yet, but that's the new flavor today. But Clementine's always has stuff going on, and they're always coming out with new flavors. And I was looking for something to write for Valentine's Day today, and I had to stop. There was just too much going on. Plus, they have a kissing booth, right, it's very sweet. They've got, you take a photo of yourself kissing, you know, a pet or your girlfriend or your boyfriend or whomever at the kissing booth, you know, at any of the Clementines, you get entered to win like free ice cream for a year.
Nice.
So anyway, there's all kinds of fun stuff. You guys have waffle bowls here that you're, you know, they've got waffle bowls or regular bowls or
waffle
cones
bowls or, just make me happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Am I the only person who, from watching TV as a child, thought that kissing booths were going to be a bigger thing in everyday life? It was like every television
cartoons,
show, it
yeah.
was like, I've got to go staff the kissing booth.
Yeah.
And I've never seen one in real life, but right. It's good to know that Clementine's has one.
Yeah. I was really let down by that. But that might be the way I got kisses. Like 10 cents. Okay, I'm
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah. They charge you for them, but not at Clementine. So anyway, three locations, great ice cream. Tamara Keefe, the owner and self-proclaimed flavor temptress, has you know, she's been on, you know, on national TV, and it was one of the Oprah big picks, you know, that was written up in October. So anyway, they're going to town, but I love it because there's always, I don't care what the occasion or what's going on, there's always some wacky flavor. And one they had, I know I might have brought this one time, it was charcoal. It was colored with charcoal. It was black,
yeah.
And it had these amarina cherries in it. Remember that?
I remember eating it. Yeah,
and it was delicious.
Really good.
But if you could get over, I mean, it was coal black.
And it had a little bit of a texture to it.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, but it was really good.
Yeah.
What did it taste like? Not charcoal.
It tasted like cherries because it was a cherry ice cream. But it you know, it had to get over this jet black appearance.
I mean, yeah.
Anyway, so. So that's
didn't take
that's
me long.
That. Valentine's Day. Everybody have big plans. I hope for dinner, Dave.
You're looking at it.
Yeah,
I just had mine. Whatever you put in that waffle bowl was mine.
Mr. Excitement. Okay, that's good. Rachel, are we have big Valentine's plans?
No.
Isn't that interesting? Because to some, it's like mandatory attendance, and you have to go out, and you have to go to an expensive restaurant, and you have to get gigged for $300.
Well, what's the new Gitche thing? Like it was. White Castle for forever. Now who's doing like the Gitche? Is it Waffle House that I hear is doing?
Tablecloth
stuff.
It sure would make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the White Castle still, you know, that's still a thing.
It's hard to get into.
And it sells out all the time. Yeah, they put tablecloths and little candles, and now they have those White Castle candles that smell like White Castles. And I've seen them, and I've told people to put them in. You know, Christmas stock. Don't put one in my Christmas stocking.
I think we're jumping the shark on the candle thing.
It's a great idea, but yeah, I don't know. That might be too much.
How about
it's,
you, Mr.
You know
dining
what?
Expert?
Man about town.
Well, I generally stay away from Valentine's Day, but tonight I think I'm going to surprise my wife and we're going to go somewhere. Have I made reservations? Of course not.
George.
So how am I going to do it?
It's 3:51.
George freaking May.
Sorry, I got
to
go.
Obviously, no. Mrs. George doesn't listen to the DJ either.
Right.
You just said I'm going to surprise her.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So if she's listening. So anyway, we're going to start off with some champagne.
Put on your tube top, honey.
Start off with some champagne at home, and mm-hmm. then we're going to wander. Oh, yeah, maybe not. Is that kissing booth open? Wander about the neighborhood, and there's always a spot at the bar somewhere. And there's, you know, between 801 Fish and Chop and Jeff Dill's place, Capitol mm-hmm. Grill, The Crossing, all of Zoe's places, there will be somewhere at the bar. And that's kind of where we go anyway, is do the bar thing. We're not big table seaters. You know, we're just not. So I think, and again, I don't even know where we're going. So it's going to be a surprise to me. We're just going to find a place and settle in. And that's how some of us roll.
And you're going to sell this laziness.
How?
As.
I don't. No, I don't. I don't
romantic.
Prescribe it to. But it's definitely seat of the pants kind of thing. So that's how I'm going to do it. So
George, tell us about your very controversial article that you're getting.
And speaking,
I heard you were getting death threats over this.
Well,
thing.
It's not that bad, but it's close. They're calling me various names that end in us, and that's all I'll tell you. But so speaking,
I can
of,
come up with a whole bunch.
There's two that
two
I can
good
think
ones.
Of.
Then, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. So it's about. Folks, this was taken from a Larry David Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. Are you a Curb fan at all?
Mm-hmm.
So you saw when he was side-sitting with his wife mm-hmm. at the restaurant, mm-hmm. and she said, no, you can't. It's his ex-wife, Cheryl. You can't side-sit me. It's too close. It's too intimate. And so that got me thinking about people that side-sit, and it drives the restaurant people crazy. And side-sitting, there's three different versions. You can sit in the back of a banquette, and both people face out.
Okay.
I call that back sitting.
What's a banquette?
Banquette's a long bench.
Okay.
With seats on the other side.
Gotcha.
So you abandon the seat and go sit on the
right.
On the back side. So there's that version.
Oh, I can't wait to use that.
Banquette?
In my own, yeah.
Yeah.
You mean just
or
a
side,
booth?
Just kind of show up. No, because
of... No, a booth has...
come on, Sue.
I'm eating. I'm not keeping
half
up.
Half booth, half chairs.
Right.
Got
right.
it.
A booth's upholstered on both sides.
Sure.
And I call that side-by-side sitting, because you can sit side-by-side in a booth, and again, that offends some restaurant people, too.
Why does it offend them?
Yeah.
Well, they just think it's odd. You know, that's what I...
I agree
that's
that
what
it's odd, but I don't
what
know
I
that
wanted
it's
to
offensive.
Find out. They said, no, it's weird. It's uncomfortable for the server. You know, there's a I guess opportunity for you know some some physical activity at the table.
I find side by side sitters weird. I find restaurateurs who are offended by it weirder.
Yeah,
you can sit on top of each other for all
I
care if you come into my restaurant.
I do too, and like I said, there was a lot of disparaging comments, you know, as to one's masculinity and if you side sit. But anyway, so there's. You know, there's this controversy going on, but I don't get it either because I will side sit on occasion, and I even posted a photo of Barley Frere, where you know that terrace that they have
mm-hmm.
out in front.
Yeah,
all those little bistro tables. They've got two seats, and the two seats face the street. They all mm-hmm. everything faces the same way. That's side sitting. It's very European, very continental, I think. But it's again to some, it's don't even do it. And I talked to one. Restaurant owner who queried his staff, and they just couldn't understand why people would possibly do that. That was the consensus.
Okay.
So, and you know what? We're going to be side-sitting tonight somewhere. It might be at a bar.
Man.
But that's it.
You're a crazy man, George.
I know more about your Valentine's Day than I ever wanted to.
Happy Valentine's Day, George.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.